Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into spring and into fun and into Preakness Week around here. Always, you know, this was a week of wagering. This was a week where we broke out the forms and we talked about the colors and the silks and the bloodlines and all that stuff. But I'll tell you what, Maryland Lottery gives you that sort of activity anytime, as well as sports wagering now. We've come a long way from just days at the races. John Martin joins us now from the Maryland Lottery. I'll be giving away our Betty Boop scratch-off tickets next week. John, how are you? You've taken a respite around here. I thought you were on vacation. Instead, you're like putting on ties and going to meetings. I'm sorry about that.
No, that's quite all right. You know, I feel underdressed here today. You talked about silks and colors. I have my silk tie, but that's about all I've got. I don't have the full regalia today.
I've gone chicken-palooza today to honor my Rofo friends with the coffee in the cup.
You know what? I'm just going to throw our agenda out the window because you started with silks and horse racing and leading up to Preakness. You know, I'm in that vast majority of people who didn't even pay attention to the Derby until afterwards. And somebody said, hey, did you hear about it?
Oh,
so I go
wow.
back and watch the race. And I'm watching the race, the NBC feed, and I don't even see this horse. And of course, the announcement until the very end. So the thing that really was great, and I'm sure you've seen it by now and your listeners have, is the bird's eye view camera. Is when they show the bird's eye view coming in that final turn down the final stretch, that is like just unbelievable. That's cartoonish.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's like it was cartoonish, right? Yeah, like how did that happen? It feels like a weird video game, or like no offense to the game they play at the Oriole game, but sometimes ketchup or relish is so cartoonishly far behind that they can't catch up and somehow they slide in and win at the end. I would just say for all the derbies, it's a shame we haven't had drones all along. I know the last 30 years they've had overhead and they've had incredible views of the Derby. But to see it and to watch it happen in real time, because I was, full disclosure, with now former head coach of the New York Islanders, Barry Trotz. We were up at his house. Literally, we got Cuban food. We had beer. We had fun. And we were in his kitchen. And we're watching the race, and we all like horse racing, just four of us, and we're yelling at the TV, and we're like, now nah, that's the horse. Matt, nah, watch out, the horse on the outside. And then the horse on the inside happened so quickly, the horse announcer didn't say his name until he had won the race. So we have all of this excitement coming to Baltimore, right? I mean, this is a big, big week around here, and you've had a big week too. So I want to give you some multi-match love. Because you finally got a winner. You started talking this up like in March, like, right? Like jackpot got crazy early and we kept thinking somebody's going to win. And finally, has the winner appeared yet or no?
You know what? I have not seen or heard that the winner's made an appearance, which is fine because they have 182 days to claim their prize. Their $5.1 million prize, the largest multi-match prize in Maryland Lottery and Gaming Control Agency history. It was last won in November. And so this happens a lot, Nestor, in various states. You know, you have an in-state game, which is only played by and won by the people in the state. And those jackpots tend to grow at a tortoise pace. They're not the big Mega Millions Powerball that grow, you know, $10, $20 million, you know, from draw to draw. These grow a little by little. And when we started, like you said, back in March, started thinking, oh, we may have something here. And the last large jackpot, the $5.9 million, was won in September of 2009. So it's been nearly 13 years since we've had a jackpot of this magnitude. But yeah, up in Hampstead, I right off the bat went to make sure that it wasn't our friend Chris.
All right.
But it was, he may show up with a ticket. I don't know. I don't want to put that out there.
Anybody can win.
Yeah. But Hampstead Liquors, one of our great lottery retailers, sold the winning ticket. And they, for that effort, will receive a retailer bonus of $5,100. And so we're anxious to meet the winner whenever he or she comes in.
Well, hey, they can go back to the liquor store, get some tequila, whatever they want to get. Hey, I got to tell you what I'm doing next week because you've been a gracious sponsor of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I also want to give a shout out to Goodwill. Our friends at Window Nation have stepped up to sponsor what we're doing. And we're moving out of the community to some minority owned and some places maybe that aren't that everybody doesn't know about with crab cakes. So I've gotten the list over a year because we've been to Coco's. I mean, we were at Conrad's last week and Pappas and Costas and Fadley, all the famous places, right? So I'm trying to shine a light on some new businesses. And I've had several people tell me that they are shellfish intolerant or that they are vegan, vegetarian, along the way, not just politicians, but other people that I've invited out there, like, I'll come out for the crab cake tour, but I don't eat crab or, you know, whatever it is. I've had some other people say, hey, there are a few places in town that make a vegan crab cake, John Martin. So the Land of Kush is the first place that I've been told, and Gertrude's, we're going to get there too, but we're going to the Land of Kush next Wednesday, and we're having the first ever vegan crab cakes, and I'm going to be giving away some Betty Boop scratch-off tickets in conjunction with my friends at the Maryland Lottery. So there, and I've had people say it's not a real crab cake, it doesn't have crab, and I'm thinking, well, if you're vegan and it tastes like this is as close as it's going to get, and I can't wait to taste it because I'm sure it's going to be delicious, right?
Well, you know what? My daughter, who is in her 30s, has professed being a vegan now for many years. And whenever we go out, as we try to visit with all the kids and you know, have their little special time with mom and dad, you know, we let her pick the restaurant. And I got to tell you, there have been some, because I'm basically a meat and potatoes kind of guy.
Well, you're from Ohio. I'm from Dundalk. I mean,
exactly.
Just the way I'm wearing a Chicken Palooza shirt. You know, I mean, I'm not a PETA representative. I'm not, but I wish I were. So
it does take a little, you know, getting used to. But once you do, I would defy anyone, if it's done well, to tell the difference. And I don't necessarily want to know the ingredient list. But in my mind, my brain is triggered to accept the taste of whatever I think it should be. So it's fine. It's good. It's good stuff. I'm glad.
You're not going to fool me down there. Well, you know, I love veggies though. So I'm, as much as I say meat and potato, I am a meat and potatoes. I was bred that way. I think the last 20 years of my life, my palate is so wide open to so many things. And this crab cake tour is just taking me on a little bit of a journey because I am sure I'm going to try three or four things on the menu just because I love food. It's getting me around beyond the crab cake, French fries, and coleslaw that I enjoyed greatly at Fadley's the other day before the baseball. I went to the Oriole game last week, John.
You know what? The O's, and I'm going to put a little shameless plug here for the Cleveland Guardians. I mean, here are a couple of teams that I won't say are going to be in playoff contention by year end, but I think they're both are showing steps in a favorable direction. So I'm encouraged by that. Might even go watch the O's and the Guardians in a couple of weeks when they're in town.
Well, Adley Rutschman might be here by then, John. So, you know, this is where the Orioles winning a couple of games, playing in St. Louis this weekend, and maybe being here next weekend with their 1-1 up. You get a little bit of momentum. I'll tell you one thing though, man. And I'm kidding you, but I'm not, they moved the wall back and you got a home run competition and we've had home runs taken away as we kind of knew we would when they moved the wall back. Right.
You know what? It hasn't slowed down the O's or our fans. I'm going to try to bring up one here while I'm talking, but I will also tease you. Speaking of upcoming events, we have coming up on Wednesday, the 18th of May, the Yankees are in town, the dreaded Yankees, and Maryland Lottery will be there. We do a handful of games during the year where we come to the game and we'll have our spin the wheel and our prize booth outside the on Utah Street. So if you're going to the game on the 18th against the Yankees, 7:05 first pitch, stop by the Maryland Lottery and Gaming booth, and we'll be on site and hopefully get a chance to have you win a fabulous prize.
By the way, I think it's 50-50 whether Rutschman will be up or not. Luke and I have been debating this as to whether they would bring him up on a Monday, maybe bring him up later in the week, tease it a little bit. Because, John, when they brought Wieters up here back in 2009, it was – they probably sold 20, 30,000 tickets that week for that game because it was like – it was really – this town is waiting to celebrate baseball. You know that. I mean, you're from Cleveland. You know what it's all about, right? I mean, and this kid coming up, this event you have next week, I mean, this falls in line with Preakness Week. I've been living here my whole life. This is a celebratory time, I think, for sports in our community. And bringing this one, bringing Adley Rutschman up, a healthy version of him, could create interest around the team that you want, I want, we all want, quite frankly.
Well, absolutely. And you know what? The Orioles do not consult me for their PR advice. Let me just give you that little disclaimer. But if they were, I would encourage them with the Yankees in town, with the national spotlight that the Yankees always bring, why wouldn't they take advantage of those extra eyeballs and have their own, red carpet premiere of hopefully the next superstar?
Yeah, the Hall of Something Something. John Martin is here. He is the director of the Maryland Lottery and gaming. We are gaming out there. Speaking of baseball, you can go bet on some baseball as well. Any sports wagering news, Swark news, anything happening? Because you've always sort of dribs and drabs this because that's where this is going to be. We're going to get more of these casinos open. We're going to get mobile. We're going to get to all that. Where are we right now as we get up on Preakness Week here as we measure?
So last week we hosted here at the Maryland Lottery and Gaming Control Agency Intergalactic Headquarters. I don't know if you knew that, Nestor. This is the Intergalactic Headquarters.
It's very Austin Powers. It feels like there's a rock and a driveway to get there, the whole thing.
Right, right. So we hosted Tones of Silence.
There's your Get Smart reference.
we hosted an event that was sponsored by Spectrum Gaming and Taft Law Firm, who was working with the SWARC on getting sports wagering up and running. And it was well attended. The intent was to educate and inform prospective licensees for the remaining retail 30 licenses, as well as the up to 60 mobile licenses, to come and understand the financial investment involved, the regulatory process, the licensing process, just so they can make an informed decision, because we are still several weeks away, if not a few months away, from beginning the application process. And the last thing anyone wants to do is have someone not understand the risk or to make a bad decision that could significantly impact their future. So we want to make sure people understand, they know what's involved. If anyone missed that event or just has a general interest or now a renewed interest, they can go to the SWARC website at swarc.org. And right off the top of that, when you link to that, you'll see a line talking about the video that was captured of the event. So we encourage people to get informed, make the investment in time, understand it now, and through the magic of media, there you see right on top, click here to view video. That will take you to about a two-hour video of the presentation. We won't run it for you now, but a two-hour presentation by Spectrum Gaming and Taft Law Firm. Very, very informative if you're serious about getting into the game, not as a player, but as an equity participating partner, as a licensee applicant. That is must-see TV.
John, it's amazing, man. All the times I've been out to Vegas and I've been in sports books the last 30 years, just from the first time I ever went out there at the Luxor to see the Smithereens in 1994, and I had never placed a bet. I wasn't that – I played lottery tickets, 936, won the Springsteen. We've talked about that. But you never see the back end. You see all the lights. You see all the games are on. The TV's on. The drinks come. The eats come. But just the, I'm going to bet $100 on the Ravens to win the Super Bowl, or those kinds of things that you would do and bring a ticket home from Vegas or whatever and say, well, who's running this? Who's paying this out? How's the state of Nevada involved in all of this? They had 60, 70 years of doing this, right? Alone, exclusively, not even in Atlantic City. And now it's other places are trying to take all of that knowledge, everything they've learned, everything that they've risked. And if you want to do this and you want to be the house, as they would say, this is the state's fair opportunity to say, we're on the up and up, as you would say. You don't have to be, that guy from Vegas in order to have a license to do this here. That's part of opening it up. And that's really what this is, and this isn't easy. And as I've said, going out to Vegas all those years, I've never thought about, what if I was the guy that ran it, owned it, had to pay it out, had to be involved with the government and like all of that. That's where this opening is, because most people have never thought about this in this way because it's never been offered here ever.
Well, certainly we all agree with the principle and the intent of the law for racial, ethnic, and gender diversity and inclusion in a seat at the table, if you will, to participate in the industry. We all would, no one here would deny that. The challenge comes in the implementation of that, because you have a number of well-intentioned people who may have glamorized the end game. It's a billion-dollar industry in aggregate, but it doesn't mean you've got a bunch of billionaires just waiting to be hatched by this. At the end of the day, the end of all the paying out of winners and taxes and everything else, it is still a relatively low margin game. And that is a very salient point that was hammered home at the in the video that hopefully people will watch. And it's a reality. It's you know, kind of like the remember the Scared Straight TV episodes years ago. I mean, it's that type of straight shoot from the hip language and tone. This is not for the faint of heart. This is not for, I'm going to try this. No, it's a commitment. You have to do what you do well and hopefully then springboard into it. But you need to understand it. Eyes open, understand the financial risks, understand the regulatory process. And hopefully, if it still makes sense, you'll be able to eventually get into the business. And it's going to take years before you may see some of those lofty returns.
Well, and the other part of it is we've talked about sports wagering in general in ebbs and flows as the NFL schedule comes out this week. We look at those weekends. You can kind of look and see where all that is. But more than that, just the fact that there are long stretches where people don't sports wager. And more than that, just not a lot of folks with true business experience in having done this. And that's why it's all new. John Martin's here to talk about it. I'll be giving away some Betty Boop scratch-off tickets next week. Landon Cush, that's on Wednesday. We're doing a special Wednesday Maryland Crab Cake Tour, also presented by our friends at Goodwill and Window Nation. We're doing 2-for-1 on all of that. John, to wrap things up around here, scratch-offs, events, stuff. I know I talked last week to Doug about that. You talked about the Oriole event. All of these things we couldn't do in 2021, getting back out on the street. And the lottery's great at that. I've always been great at going out, doing events, giving this type of stuff away. We've been really handcuffed by COVID. And I know lots of people have been coming up with COVID. I've had this morning, I woke up with friend, family, all of that going on. But we feel like the next 3, 4, 5 months, as I plan outdoor concerts and all that, you guys really do get out and do your thing. And scratch offs are a big part of that, touching people.
We love to get out and meet our fans and our players at a variety of venues, and they can check our website at mdlottery.com. But just coming up in the next several weeks, you know, obviously we talked about the Yankees game on the 18th. Next weekend, we'll be at the Preakness. So anybody who's actually there, stop by and see us at the Preakness. Same weekend, we'll be at Wine in the Woods. That's a great event.
Whoa! That's too. I like wine. My wife loves the woods. Tell me about it.
It looks like that's a good deal there. It looks like that'll be a lot of fun. So we're looking forward to that. Actually, I may even dust myself off and take a little tour and spin the wheel myself. And not for me, but on behalf of our players that'll be there. And then the end of the month, if Wine in the Woods wasn't enough of a teaser, how about Brew at the Zoo?
Well, I've been to Brew at the Zoo. I have not. Wine in the Woods, I'm Googling this. This is down in Howard County. This is Preakness weekend. And now Brew at the Zoo, that's the one. Well, you grow up and you want to be proud of your son. You know what I mean? His Father's Day comes up a couple years ago. It's right before the plague. My son, who's 37, and everybody remembers him as a little snot nose when I started my career 31 years ago. He says, "Dad, we're going to take you out to Brew at the Zoo." And I'm like, man, I raised a good kid to be taking me to see the animals and give me beer and get me exercise while I do that. And he knows how much I love the penguins. Kirby knows. They all know how much I love the penguins at the zoo.
Yeah. So look forward to that. You'll see the lottery at those fun events. And that's just for the month of May. Who knows what
Brew at the Zoo is the 28th and 29th. See, this is why I do shows with you. You've just given me two weekend events that I was unaware of before a moment ago that my partners, the Maryland Lottery, are involved in. Good. There's beer and there's crab cakes. Did you hear the news? I probably should tell you this because you're one of our biggest sponsors here, that I'm doing 31 crab cakes in 31 days in August. I know you heard about that. I had Hugh Sisson on a couple weeks ago, and he has 31 friends who have 31 breweries in the state of Maryland. And I got thirsty last August. You know what I mean? I did. And so we decided, when you ran into me in Ocean City that morning, I was parched. So we've decided that we're going to add 31 breweries and promote local breweries. We're going to extend this crab cake conversation above and beyond even vegan crab cakes. So, John, I'm branching out, man. It's summertime. Orioles are alive. Preakness is alive. The Ravens have a schedule. It's good to be alive in Maryland, the land of pleasant living, I think.
Absolutely. And remember, Nestor, let yourself play while you're doing that.
All right. I'm letting myself play. Wine in the Woods, Brew at the Zoo. the Poobah of the Maryland Lottery. John Martin here, director of the Maryland Lottery. We're going to be giving away the Betty Boops. Next week, we'll be at the Land of Kush. I'm going to have a whole schedule into May and June. It's going to be a little unorthodox. Some of these folks that we're doing the Crab Cake Tour with are smaller businesses, and they've literally said, can't have you in here Friday between 2 and 5. Too busy behind a rec, too busy behind a grill. And I'm like, okay, but we're going to do these things. So I'm working it out. But I'll have a full schedule out for you guys by Preakness weekend. John Martin, appreciate you as always, man. And maybe we'll see each other in an Oriole game here sometime soon, all right?
Could very well be, Nestor. Thank you. Always good talking to you.
Appreciate it. John Martin, the director of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We're letting ourselves play as well. Get back out on the road with the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.